Jesus had my back, y'all, when haters started scheming. Jesus had my back before I knew about the demon. Jesus had my back, y'all, the flesh just fell off. Jesus had my back when I was on and couldn't get off. Jesus had my back before I even switched sides. Jesus had my back, folk, when I was locked down. Jesus had my back, man, they hit me with the slide. Jesus had my back when I was sailing on the wide. Man, Jesus had my back, y'all, my mama couldn't feed me. Jesus had my back when my daddy couldn't leave me. Jesus had my back, y'all, my partner just ran off. Jesus had my back, man, when Satan took his hands off. Jesus got my back, so I'm screaming free pirate. Brother Energy, bringing Jesus to the project. God set him down, we was working on a project. Second point up on the six, I hit him with the knowledge. Dance like David on my note, I beg your pardon. Rapping got him running through the church house, jogging. Justify, hit him with the Gucci Louis Prada. Kurt Cobain on the mic, no problem. Man, Jesus had my back when I was trapping at the store. Thought that I can do it on the block with the dough. Since I came to Christ, I did something to my soul. Hey, church is sowing seed, keep the ministry afloat. Yeah, I popped up in the stopping, knowing no joke. All behind bars, praising God to the most. Snitch me at the club, now I'm right back in on it. So we in the saving souls, man. I'm just being honest.
Jesus had my back when we took the city over. Jesus had my back when them haters got bolder. Don't ask me where they at because they all old news. I popped up on the scene and they was like, who are you? Now where were you when I was down by myself, battling with depression, man, and ain't nobody help, man. Jesus had my back when I ran in through the whole crew. Passes back and said, just take notes up in my classroom. Man, and I ain't got no choice. I tried to run, he brought me back and told me be his voice. I been changed, promise y'all don't want this old boy. I bring that beat, my eye, we hopping out them Jesus boys, man. Jesus had my back when I was starving, saying feed me. Jesus had my back when everybody else was eating. Thought they had my back, my partner flipped, that was the coldest. Came up overnight, I got the city on my shoulder. Jesus had my back when I was starving, saying feed me. Jesus had my back when all them haters started scheming. Jesus had my back when demons flipped, they tried to run off. Find them in his name, now all them things fell off. 5-4, walk through, please don't panic. Ha! Me and 2 Crumb, keep it real, no acting. Father told me I'm a king, so ballin' is a habit. I'm a man of God, no time for the ratchets, girl. I'm a man of God, no time for the ratchets. Serving of the Lord, you can call, that's a blessing. Jesus had a bag when we kept messing up. The reason we ain't stalking, we ain't never gave up, man.
Jesus had my back when I was starving, saying feed me. Jesus had my back when all them haters started scheming. Jesus had my back when demons flipped and tried to run out. Find him in his name, now all them things fell out. Jesus had my back when cuz was trapping at the store. Thought that we can get it on the block, flipping dough. Took me to the club, now I'm right back at honest. But now we saving souls, man, I'm just being honest, man.
Grandeur visual.
We decree that we will leave this place differently changed, rearranged and transformed by the renewing of our minds, and that only by Jesus in his name. Amen. Come on, somebody else give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning for Real Talk with Pastor E. Well, without any further ado, I want to, first of all, introduce the song and present to others the founder, the CEO of Ricky Bradford Ministry, True Comfort Jesus, the Jesus Boy, here live on the Now Network Studio, Ricky Bradford. Come on in, brother. What's up, man?
Two crump.
Let's make sure we got you in the flow here. We won't mess up nothing like that. Make always say hi to our AI, to our listeners today. We are talk by radio and by live video. But
what's up, man?
Listen to be here. You already
know. I'm home. I'm coming back.
You like that? He just made his home and he's taking up roots here in California. But also, when I go to Houston, it's the same way. So I'm like, I'm back at home, you know? And we fellowship that way, man. But
what's going on with you, man? How you doing,
man? I'm just getting it in. Just happy to be out here again. We got the same thing going on. We out there in the streets.
Yeah.
Ministering the word of God.
Real talk.
God is elevating the music. He's giving us dominion. We're linking up with public figures out there, congressmen and mayors.
Yes.
Everybody are diligently seeking an answer to what's going on out here in the street. It's just a blessing to be a help, a part of the positive side now, because as we both know, I was part of the negative side. Me too. Yeah, we was a part of the negative side
long ago.
So just to be out here and be a part of the answer and not the cause of the situation.
Right, man. It's such a blessing. And I tell you, I want to get into, because we're here to talk about the Jesus Boy today and how God is moving in that area. But I wanted to bring up something that I pay attention to you. And it's some dynamic things going on in Houston, but it's also some critical things going on in Houston.
Indeed.
What just happened? You guys made a big move in a apartment complex, your brother.
It was a neighborhood, Haverstock Hill apartment.
Yes.
Had an incident over there where a guy just came and stuff happened before, and he came back to retaliate, and he opened fire with an automatic weapon, killing kids, killing women, killing grown men. I mean, he just opened fire on the whole process, and it kind of hurts. It was a place for me when I first came to ministry. I didn't know where outreach was, and a guy by the name of Pastor Buke took me over there. And the crazy part about it is we did outreach over there, and in the middle of the praise dances, a guy came through the middle of the crowd shooting at people.
Man.
And this was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And here we go, 10 years later, I wasn't there per se for that incident, but we wanted to go back and go back into that community and rally the community up, let them know not to be afraid, let them know to have faith in God.
Right.
That God is in the midst of all that, and you know what I'm saying? And just encourage them, love on the family, and let them know that we're here for them and to actually be there for each other.
Man.
You know, I'm always looking for a superhero. There's only one superhero, and that's God,
and that's Jesus Christ. Yeah.
So if we all let him work through us, we all can be heroes for each other. So, like I said, it's just a blessing to be able to come out there and link up with people in the Muslim community, people in the media, and just be on one accord for that community and for that neighborhood, and just be a positive block for them.
You know, that's dynamic you said that because, like I said, people don't believe what they believe. But can we ever get to a point where it's not the focal point of me or you or them, but the focal people, the people that's really in need? We can say, just because you're this and just because I'm that, we can't help people. Yes, we can. We're supposed to help people, and God is love. And I don't care what God you serve, the essence of any God is love. We know that through Jesus Christ, you have a right to the tree of life and a relationship that will never end. But other people have other beliefs. But can we have a common ground to say, what can I do for the people that won't disrupt you, and what can you do for the people that won't disrupt me? But then maybe my testimony might show somebody what the real truth is, and that's so important also. That's real talk. We're here for the Jesus Boy. You are the founder, the CEO, you are the vessel that God has allowed to birth this vision. And I know that there's smaller numbers right now, but anybody can be a Jesus Boy when you put Jesus first in your life. But tell us, man, how did God bless you with that? I know it's years that you
blessed that. It was about 9 years ago when I came to Christ. My name was Tupac, and I didn't want to do it for some reason because I was kind of popular out there in the streets, and God kept tugging it. I didn't know why he kept tugging at me to pull me back to the streets, but now I know because that's where he ordained me to minister the word of God. That's where he based the whole ministry.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, God, but something got to change, or they got to know it's some kind of change. So I added the four Jesus to my name. Well, he added the four Jesus to my name.
Oh, yes.
So it worked. Like, everybody, oh, too close to Jesus. It was kind of jokey at first, but it matched my swag, and it matched what I was about. And so when it came to be a time that just people was being drawn to me, I was like, well, we're going to call ourselves everybody up there. We the Jesus boy.
Yeah.
It wasn't just me. It was everybody. It was other rappers, other pastors. And they was like, yeah, I'm a Jesus boy, too. I'm a Jesus boy, too. And it caught up on me. It's like, yeah, we the Jesus boy movement. And I just know that God keeps having me in the clubs. He has me in the streets. He has me in a lot of dark places. And if I could take that pedestal and keep the word Jesus in the
and keep it going.
And still be cool with it. If I'm the one that can be cool and say Jesus, then I want to take that and run with it.
I tell you, if you know the name Jesus, he wasn't in the temples and in the churches. He was out there where the people needed to be. He was on the hillside or in a hungry, deprived place, feeding 5,000 with five loaves of bread and five fish. He wasn't up in the church where they had all the food and all the racks and all the dishes that were made from a what they call it when everybody brings a potluck.
Yeah.
He came in there and from my nobody bought nothing, but they had nothing. You know, that's so dynamic because we got to really get back to going and meeting the people where they are. You know, that's why I'm playing Jesus boy. You know, I've been a Jesus boy almost 4 years.
You can do it.
Now, we want to put it out there for y'all. Political reasons. We're not political, but other people trying to be political. We can just let Jesus be the source, and that makes me a Jesus boy.
Come on, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you can be a Jesus boy today, all you got to do is make Jesus first. But okay, so now Jesus boy is I think the fire is being lit back up.
Jesus boy is on the ring. It is. Yeah. I got you out here doing so much and coming back and forth around the U.S. doing things. And you have established a couple people in Houston that rock with us.
Yeah.
Stuff. And it's like the thing about it is people that have their own thing going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. You hear that? You understand? People have their own movements, have their own niches and whole goals. But the Jesus boys movement, when everybody come in on one accord, because it's not about one person. It's ultimately all about
everybody.
So we got people like Pastor E., my cousin, who you'll meet a little bit later, I am justified, a real powerful man of God, and a real large following. So when he says something like, I'm a Jesus boy, he represents Jesus boy. It raised up eyebrows and turned heads. And all.
Wait, what?
It raised eyebrows. But like I say, it's so powerful because everybody that's pretty much involved with the movement all have their own thing going, their own mission, have their own movement, but it's just powerful because it shows how powerful people, kings and queens,
yeah,
come together on one accord for the highest power.
Right, right. Well, see, you know, the movement of Jesus is to go and make disciples. So if you heard this today, that no matter what you have going on, partnership means working together to work the whole plan of the people that everybody, and we were talking about this last night, I truly believe when God says he is not slack to his promises, but he desires that all come to him. I still believe in all. Everybody, no matter what you are today, no matter what you said you've done, no matter what's been going on in your life, I'm talking to you today, but you just got to make him first in your life, and then he'll make you first in the position that God has called you to be. Ain't that right? Okay. I'm going to play a song in intro to our next guest. And And, you know, I physically have just met this brother yesterday, but it seemed like I've been knowing him his whole life. And there's so many similarities, not by physicality, but by spirituality. And it God shows up so fast to acknowledge that when you know the spirit, you know the spirit. You know, you don't just follow a characteristic of somebody, but you look deep and you say, no, I can see the spirit of not that person anymore, but the spirit of God. And Mighty Man, y'all been hearing this music on the Now Network ever since we've launched our internet radio station and our blog talk radio station, the Now Network. I am justified. We're going to intro him. I know there's many songs I could play, but this song here touches even those that are not into rap music. And it's a crossover song for those. I even, one of our elder evangelists, she said, I love that song. I play Eric Campbell's I Love God. She said, I love that song. But I want you, in that process, as we go to exchange some seats, we'll bring in, Tuco's going to be our host now, as we bring in I Am Justified.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know we all sinners in this thing called life, but I might have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my pockets can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed. For my burdens, my Lord, look, you left them there. You was there, said, put them on my tab. I got him, put them on my tab. You paid that price for me. I wasn't dead, I see. And that penalty was death. Stupidness is on me. Lord, stupidness is on me. Stupidness is on me. Not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Justin, look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I've given you purpose. To worship me, in spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt. Son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set upon just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just wanna see your life. That's what you get from me. Oh, walk by faith and not by sight.
Love one another, and it's gonna be a mixtape with all the old school R&B songs
Cook Hook with Al Green, Luther Vandross, you know, but then hitting him with the good news and the gospel and a ghetto soulful kind of way.
Y'all steal that idea.
Yeah.
I'm not a fact.
I don't need ministries for coming to conference.
for coming out here, bringing these brothers and other artists that are really touching the community. I'm about real ministry, and it's not about politics. It's about real ministry. So I want to shout out to Trey Nine and his whole team for being obedient to God and letting God use you. We can continue to pray for that ministry as they continue to connect with us and blessing the Lord at all times. But man, you here. Okay, and this time steady increasing.
Yeah.
I love that because you're not saying dormant. And that's something I preach all the time.
Yeah.
That God is not a God of dormancy. You know, some people say, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm holding on. Keep holding, keep waiting. That's all you'll be doing. But when you're steady increasing, you're going to another level.
Yeah.
Man, how did God, what is that? Well,
you
that spark in your belly hit you.
You know,
with that, man.
I took one of the old phrases that we still use present in church. God take it from glory to glory.
Glory to glory. Oh, yeah.
As believers, we should always be going from glory to glory. And so what I realized is I had to make it more revolutionary, evolved version that can reach my high school students.
Yeah.
Reach the people that are in the clubs or the night area, in the nightlife, the millennials. That
come on now.
Everybody that's steady increasing. And not eating, but I eat because
we
need a little plan.
Yeah.
We can switch it up too. And so when I put that in there, you know, it was just like a way of saying, like, God and I knew what that was.
Yeah, right.
Just bringing them praises, you know.
I don't know if you guys caught that little phrase he put in there, but you're actually, you have a profession.
Yeah.
Aside from your calling in your ministry, and tell everybody, man, what you do for a living, man.
So, you know, I'm a school teacher. I teach high school. I currently teach 9th through 12th grade. I'm the founder of the technology program for TIP Academy right in Houston.
Look it up in Houston.
So check it out. It's a big charter school, but it's also global. So we have TIPs out here in California. So, hey, who knows, man? I might be out here.
Who knows?
But
if we got connection in common, you our students, don't talk too loud. They might be listening. They say, hey,
charter school, man, I'm telling you, it's franchise, and I enjoy doing what I do. You know, being in the education, you know, they have its limitations, but I realize God has put me there for this long. Being there, I've been there for 5 years.
5 years.
It's going to be 5 years in May, y'all.
You already teach high school?
I already teach high school.
Man, that's
so, I know it's the reason I'm there.
It creeps, man. That's real talk.
I just like to, you know, bring connection with my students and just really let them know that I'm just human and I'm there with and I feel more like a counselor than a teacher because they're always coming to my desk and talking about stuff and I'm
just about stuff. So they trust.
I can build relationships and communication and trust with them and plant those seeds that I believe is gonna go with them even further than
dynamic. I know that swag you got, I know that helps your business.
Make your body do the same and draw,
you know.
Yeah.
And one thing about being a Jesus boy is that, you know, the Bible says that if you lift him up, all men will come unto him.
Yeah.
Not to you.
Yeah.
But because if Jesus is in you and you're showing that by the love and the respect and trusting them first, then now they can learn to trust us back. Somebody better get that message for yourself.
Come on.
A lot of times we need to be trusted before we can't get trust.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, Pastor. Yeah, I encourage anybody out there that has a young one that they maybe have some young boys or girls that they kind of haven't been able to connect with and reach. And just take the time to listen. Even if you disagree totally with what they're talking about, you know, just listen. Don't bring a judgment in it. Don't say anything about it. Just hope. Just listen and accept where they at. Literally, the acceptance comes from just hearing it, even though you know it's not right. But you know that at the end of the day, God has the power to transform and change it in His due time, and not in our time. Because our time on this world is microwave time. But God is not limited to time. So He's not running about time.
Yeah,
that's why He said, "I am the beginning and the end. He's gonna make it happen."
Yeah.
I just want to encourage somebody just to listen to your young people.
See, I'm going
to
watch that. I'm going to
pull it out of you.
Work together without having to get on a plane.
Exactly.
Yeah. Start trusting each other to know that we're working on the same accord to lift people up where they are instead of them coming where we are.
Yeah.
See, we open up a new building,
yeah,
and we put the lights out there and say, welcome.
Yeah.
Come on out. And nobody shows up.
Yeah.
But actually, we're supposed to be going to the people and where they are. I think Crump talked about that this morning,
yeah,
is that, you know, Jesus went in the temple.
Yeah.
Jesus was out there where the folks didn't have nothing. Where there was a need, and he was the need, and he brought,
yeah,
all they needed to, yeah, have. Just by trusting in him, man. Now, I want to give you the opportunity because I feel it in you. And we're not only live on Facebook, we're live, like I said, on the radio station. We're going to hold up those lines here in about 10 minutes for any questions you have for these two dynamic young men or myself here on the Now Network. But, man, take a moment, man, to speak to anybody. He's no respect to a person. What would be your encouragement to somebody today in saying, I can do it?
You know, no matter who's out there, wherever you're at, and I would just say that, you know, no matter how far it's been, no matter how long it's been, no matter the situation that's came, God can still use you right now.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, you don't got to worry about how it's going to work, how it's going to happen, or what if I still haven't done this. Listen, right now, he is able to use you right now, just as you are, right now. And I just wanted to let someone know that, you know, he's there for you. He's a present help for you. He cares for you. And that he's willing to go to bat for you.
Yes,
he loves you so much that he's willing to go to bat for you. He's willing to wait on you. He's willing to talk to you. He's willing to seek and find you. He's willing to look for you in that dark place and bring you to his marvelous light. And I'm here to tell you that I've seen the light and I have experienced the light and be able to be enjoying with the light. And let me tell you, in life, it's no greater joy than being in the precious light of the Lord. And so, you know, and guess what? And let me tell you, I'm not qualified, but by the blood of Jesus, I have been justified.
Come on now.
See, listen, I'm not qualified. Let me tell you, don't look at me because this old flesh is dirty. I'm not qualified. But by the blood of Jesus, I have been justified. And when you know that you have been justified, not by ourselves, because let me tell you, just the thoughts I think on a daily to have me to be all the way out. But by the thoughts alone, I'm no good. Because of what he's done for me and for you on Calvary, by the blood, it gives me a reminder every day that I have been in union and bondage and connection and in relationship with my wonderful Lord, Jesus Christ and the Most High God. And so I just come to tell you that even though we may not be qualified by the blood of Jesus, we have been justified.
Look, I know y'all out there flipping in your suit and jumping up all around, but you know, I just preach. Jesus is the life, and the life changes things.
Wow.
I'll use an example of Tupac.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Put a seed in both. Oh, Tupac, I got my little man. Well, come on, watch that little girl. One under the table and one on top of the table where the light is. Tell me which one will grow.
Yeah.
The one that's in the light.
And the light is the one in the darkness.
He will not grow until you put it in the light. Stay in the light. The light changes things. And we owe a whole teaching because I just taught it. But God said he is the father of light.
Yeah.
And in him, there is no darkness. Stop thinking God is coming over there in that mess. He's waiting for you to come out the mess. So the light is shining the light, and that will change immediately.
Yeah.
I want to encourage somebody out there today that somebody's been telling you it's a 5-year plan to get right with God. They've been telling you that you got to start the back before you come to the front.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, when you confess your sins, he's faithful and just and true to forgive them. But he automatically catapults you to the first because you're no longer the last. That's in sin, you are enlightened, would make you just like me.
Yeah.
You can, I'm nobody. That's what we say all the time. We are nobody. We are just representing somebody that can do the same thing to you. If you get in the life and let the life change things. That's real talk.
That's real talk, yeah.
That's real talk. Come on back in here. Look, you just right here. Just here over here.
Come on.
Get another stool, man. Let's get us all in here. We got one right there.
Hold on.
We working
well,
it.
I got you,
man.
Oh,
all
right, man. How you doing? Oh, you can do it while you're live.
What's up, y'all? What's up? It's all good.
We love you. Come on. Man, look, we're good, man. We're running the live chat. Right now, we live in Los Angeles. You doing? Last E, ready?
Oh, yeah. We in.
Right here.
So now,
you have words in the game.
Oh, yeah, G4 is in the game, y'all. So look, now we all together. Now, whoa, shout out. This, y'all gonna see this all day. Y'all gonna be looking for videos all over the place. We gonna hit the streets today, and we gonna talk about Jesus as my brother. brother get some sightseeing in. We done did.
Yeah.
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 But we got a surprise for him, too.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting on me when I got here, man. No lie, no lie. God is doing an awesome thing, but we just want to say that this is a movement. This is a movement for you. That if we can sit here in unity and not looking at what am I getting out of it, or what is he getting out of it, but what is God getting out of it? I'm sick and tired of people disrespecting God by their actions, their movements and stuff. See, the movement of God is. It doesn't change, it doesn't go left, it doesn't go right. It stays in line with the word of God.
Yeah.
Y'all know how we roll. We family. We walked to the show last night. I said, no, that's my brother. He said, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is just kind of bounce off each other, man. You know, how is this thing going to the next level?
Yeah.
He already gave me a project for a mixtape. I'm like,
what?
Oh, okay. And I say yes, because it couldn't come from nobody but God.
Right. I mean, yeah. After he's been singing since I know him, and I remember when I did know he could sing, we were doing Outreach and Fifth Ward, and he just brushed out of stars. I'm going to do praise and you're going to do what? Hey, man, look, this is professional. We don't just do, you're going to do praise and worship. And man, this man just said, me. With a fire of Jesus in his eyes, and my mama, my cousin, and everybody else in the neighborhood out there was turned up by this man, North is in his voice. And so we haven't had a chance to do no songs. We've been trying to put songs together and all this stuff, man. But I just gave him some authority to take and justify a certain agreement. They can take any song that we have ever did for the Lord. And G
makes it. And
C makes it. It's singing. Like,
yeah.
Like, steady increasing
or he's in the midst.
Mm-hmm.
That's the glue that brings everything together. That's when we really know we can be effective. Not for us, man. I mean, I'm just so happy, man, to see that God is moving you guys in communities that are touching people's lives. You guys do so many free outreach. I'm saying it's free.
Yeah.
Outreach ministry things there in Houston, in Texas, anywhere. I want anybody on this broadcast to know they can come to you also.
Yeah, man.
You don't have to be any state. We can work it out. We can work it out, but we just got to know what it is that God has in the spirit and at that time so we can be in agreement. But I'm telling you, they will travel. They will travel and they will come. Soon they will be ready to spread the word of God and let them young people out there know that they can do this thing. I know for me, I was telling you guys this yesterday. I know y'all looked at me like, and I said, man, I'm done with it. You know, I can't be. What a kid can be. I can't be president. I can't be governor. There's certain things that I've happened in my past that just eliminates me from those type of things. But the children have every opportunity to now take up the cross and keep it going. And that's what the movement is about.
That's what it's about.
What's the cut on that?
Man, I believe the same thing. That's exactly what the movement is about. Just us coming together and allowing the children to really lead.
Mm.
You know, even in education, we learn instead of it being a talking head of a teacher, that we allow the students to lead the class.
Right.
Just engage the other peers of them as well.
Yeah.
And get them intrinsically engaged. That's what makes it so
train them up, you know, in order to train them up is not just teaching them like cowering over them, it's getting them involved, showing them how to lead by leading, actually. So you just cover them as they lead, and where they fall, do like Jesus do us.
Yeah.
He let us lead.
That's
and
right.
When we fall off, he picks us back up and put us where we need to go, and nope, go this way.
That's right.
So we got to do them like he do us.
Yeah.
And know that we could ask anything of him, and it'll be given.
Yeah.
We can seek. It says we will find.
Yeah.
Not and all yours, but you gotta be seeking the right, asking the right person. You gotta be seeking from God, and you gotta be asking from God, knocking on God's doors. Then those doors will open unto you. But let's open some doors for some children. Let's open some doors for some youth out there. We're looking for help in any kind of way here in Compton.
Right.
They're looking for help in Houston in any kind of way. You can say, you can be sitting there and say, well, I don't have time to get out there. Well, send some clothes.
Yeah.
Send some lunches. You know, we ain't not asking for money. We run into
you love. You know, so
the club. That will come out and volunteer or help set up or clean up or whatever. It's not so much what you do, but how you do it in agreement that God still gets the honor, the glory, and the praise. I'm excited. Jesus boy fired up, y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all in here. One time in the Now Network. I want to take an opportunity to see if I can get this stuff over here, y'all. You see, I'll be multitasking.
Hey, for real.
We got about three cameras going. We got
we're multitasking.
But on our Now Network broadcast, if there's anyone on the line that has a question, a comment, but first of all, there may be one person on there heard something that they never heard before that changed your mind about Jesus, you dial one right now. We got a starter kit for you to get you right where we are, saying that we will confess all our sins so we can be in right standing with God. But then if anybody else has a question, needs prayer, or anything on this broadcast, now through live, you can type in your comments, you can send us a message through the live messenger, or you can dial one on our Blog Talk radio station. And if you're not there, you call in live. You got something to say to these brothers at 319-527-6173. And when it answers, dial one, it'll bring you into the queue. 319-527-6173. You can line that up. We got some prayer coming in, and we're gonna pray that thing out. Oh no, we're not just here to show up. We're here to show out for God. And everything we do is that He gets magnified, He gets glorified, and that He gets lifted up. We want to pray for you today, and I want to say this right now: it's not us, but it's the He who worketh in us that by our faith we can believe with you. It was dynamic when I'm studying how Jesus just said to him. He said, "Brother, let me find your faith."
Real and how close and precious you are. Father God, we believe that anything we have, you say. all come together, Father God, and you are in the midst. Right now, we cancel every assignment that the devil has placed for our young children of this generation. And we take our kids back, Father God, with authority and by faith, Father. And we lift our children up before you, Lord Jesus, and say, have your way, be your way. Transform them, Jesus. Renew them, Jesus. Purify them, Jesus. Make them whole again, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father God.
Lord.
We worship you, and we know that you are the truth, and everything outside of that is a lie. Right now, we take their minds back. We take their minds back, Lord God. Then you transform their heart and renew a perfect spirit in them. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I have to say this because as we were praying, it's dropped in my ear. A lot of our prayers are not answered because we're not in the right standing with God. And you say, well, I go to church and I pay my tithes. No, being in right standing with God is having a forgiving heart.
Oh, amen.
And the Bible says, if you don't forgive those who have sinned against you, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. Now, if you're not forgiven, how can I expect a blessing? If I'm not forgiven, how can I get my healing? If I'm not forgiven, how can I be a new creation in Christ?
Yeah.
I want to challenge somebody out there today to let it go.
Let it go
and release it. And not just to say doing it for this or that. Do it for yourself. That you can be in right standing with God. So when you ask God for something, it comes. Not because there's anything blocked in the system. There's no bottleneck in your system, but you have a straight throughput straight to God that you know he hears you, you know he answers you, and you know he will deliver to you right now in Jesus' name. Forgiveness is the key.
That's it.
And unforgiveness is the negative in everything
that's
that we do.
Word,
that's real talk. That's real talk. All right, we didn't get anybody online. Everybody, they must be blessed. Nobody has any questions. They must be in the spirit. So I want to give, as we get ready to close, any closing remarks from you, to Crunk, any closing. What you got popping new?
Hey, man, you know what I'm got. Yeah, all right, I was still dropping, man. The video is ready. It hasn't dropped yet. I want to just put it going. Tell me to put it all the way out. But if you want to see it, you can go on Facebook and type in No Rivals. Go on my Two Crunk for Jesus fan page. So, yeah. Working on another couple of songs. I don't even want to speak on them at all because they're so special. I don't want nobody. They don't be
powerful
right now. Just can't cross over. That's all you just think about that. But really, I'm just focusing on like helping other people birth a couple of things they got going on. I just want to help my kids folks just to find out, man, God's really moving fast, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to slow down in his life. I just want to be there to help him.
Glory to God.
Because it's really, you know what I'm saying? So,
and I want to thank this brother, man, because, you know, he helped me really. He was able to see so much evolve and transform my life. And one thing I can say is when Tupac and I, God linked Tupac and I together, a lot of people thinking like, oh, man, you know, what's going on with this connection?
Yeah.
What's going on
with
this connection? And they see me as the holy roller, and they might see him as kind of a rebel.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny how God has a special way of working things out. He made sure to keep me true and anchored in Jesus.
That's right.
And then once I begin to, you know, get back to my root of who I was, then I begin to anchor him in areas that he needs to be rooted in. And in the Christian community, we call it iron sharpening iron.
So I'm thankful
for my brother.
Yeah.
Man, just thankful for what he's done for me and just all the connections, man. And so if nothing else happens from now on, I'm satisfied,
amen.
Man. So we got some great things coming. Y'all look out for it. Hey, we gonna put the Holy Spirit for some new lyrics coming. Y'all better get ready for it.
My brothers and my family members. I just look forward to keep coming back out here to California because every time we come out here, it's so powerful. Every time we ever go anywhere, I want to go, it's powerful.
So we
already praying for dominion and lift our pedestal because, you know, we got the word in our belly.
Yeah.
And every time we go somewhere, somebody here will be talking about. We're talking about him.
That's right.
The spirit always moves. So we just need more areas to go speak about him.
To get you to talk about that. That's right. Hold on. Before we finish that, we do have a call.
Area code 214, last 4-9139. You are live on Real Talk with Pastor E. Two Crumb with Jesus. And I am justified. What's going on?
Hello, everybody. God bless you guys, the network, everybody. I love you guys. I give honor to the host, honor to God, to each and every one of you. I need prayer. My father got his leg below the calf amputated, so I wanted the network and everybody to just touch and agree with me for prayer as you guys pray. And also, my family, we're getting ready to open up our business. And so just keep us in prayer in that as well, because without a vision, the church perish. So thank you. And my father's name is Sam.
Sam. Okay. What's the name of
this? It's his right leg below the calf that they amputated this week.
Yeah, no, I got that part, woman. Got your business. What's the name of your business?
It's Kingdom Vision of Praise, and so it's going to be like a large business, like a one-stop shop, and we're having different partners, different people all over to come in and partner with us and open up their business in that building.
Wow. Amen. Well, Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray that connection prayer. That Brother Sam right now is healed completely. No infection, no complications, no weapon formed against him will prosper, but he is healed, not by power and might, but by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak life. We speak healing. We speak, no bacteria, nothing that is foreign of the love of God will enter into his body.
Yes.
That he will now even be changed in his spirit.
That's right.
To be encouraged, not to be discouraged, but to have hope and to have love and to have joy by the agreement of this prayer. But Heavenly Father God, we pray for her entrepreneurial her business. That Heavenly Father God, we stand in the gap right now. That Lord, you protect anything coming against her, Lord, that she can stay in agreement, that she is building kingdom business, not personal business. We thank you, Lord, that you're sending her the right people to connect with. We thank you that you're sending her the right vendors to barter and trade with. We thank you that you're also sending her the right customers that will stay loyal and support her. So, Heavenly Father God, we believe this and it's done, finished, and complete, because you said your word is finished. So, Lord, we get an agreement right now with the already done. So have your way. Our Father who art in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is completed. So Lord, have your mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You receive it.
Every time you touch it, you let the anointing flow through him. Just through our connection, the God is power packing you with the anointing right now to transfer unto him.
Amen. I receive it.
Amen. We love you, sister.
Keep.
Amen.
Love you, brother.
Amen.
God
bless. Amen. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, I know we got you talked up because I got my rap family on board. Would you like to say anything to these young men?
Yes, I will. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm just sitting here listening. You all are so blessed. You are blessed young men. Praise God for you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for you. And I can hear you say, I'm justified.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I am justified.
Yes,
and I'm set apart for the Spirit of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm
justified.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Holy
Spirit.
Prophesy.
Yes, I'm justified. Come on. I say it again. I love it. I am justified. And I am justified. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I'm justified. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Did you hear 25, but she sounds so wild. I need to know what's going on over here. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you tell them your age is justified, mama. You tell them your age is justified. You when they say how old you are, you say, I am justified. Yeah, your age has justified you. So when you justify, we ain't limited by age and number, baby. We in the spirit. We in the eternal will.
Yo, what's good, homeboys? I'm a white guy.
Good.
Okay. How are you guys doing?
Man, we doing better, so we got a white guy that called in.
Yeah, you got a white guy, bro.
Yeah,
I gotta ask you, white guy, bro. Gotta ask you, white guy, bro. So first of all, what do you think about Floyd versus McGregor over there?
Floyd, honestly, I'm going to tell you, man, I think it's a waste of time. I think Floyd shouldn't do it. I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, I look at it like this, man. He's already got his title. He already got his thing. But I think he shouldn't waste his time.
I'd rather see Chris Brown than Soulja Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a good one, man.
So, you think it's a cast for that, yeah?
Huh?
It's a cash grab for McGregor. I mean, he can't. Floyd, in my opinion, is the first class who's ever lived.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think that's a good match. This is a publicity thing. But God bless you, man. We got another caller. Thank you, man. You need prayer for the thing? All right, God bless you. Mr. Terry Hunter. Good morning. Welcome to Real Talk.
Good morning, family. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I am justified. I'm listening to you guys. And too cross for Jesus. I tell you, I'm running around here this morning, but I'm listening. Ooh, praise the Lord. I'm listening to you guys. You said to go out and be on fire and something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Take care of them children.
Yes, ma'am.
Teach them children. Preach
yes,
to them
ma'am.
Children.
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh.
Be praying for us just because I'm telling you, when we go out there tomorrow, I'm really believing God to do some miraculous thing.
Yeah.
Not a serious thing, but miraculous.
I love you guys too. Praise God for you guys. God bless. Yes, God bless you all.
We love you, sister. Thank you.
Jesus, all over Instagram. You
you know them, or if you don't know, look on my page and we'll get you connected up. They know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated.
No, 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 rivals. No, 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 rivals. I look over there and they homicidal. Got my brothers and they suicidal. A children to David and false idol. Was watching his beat, made it no rival. No, 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 no rivals. No, 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 no rivals. I'm rocking with prisons and big revivals. With the Muslim kicking, getting knowledge. Got the law, man, prison guard, man. None of them looking no rivals.
In the streets and in the church house, I've been known to get my work out. I be ripping for the most high. Close to what they put in prayer pie. Used to bang and pack the 40 on me. Now I pack the word and pray up all the homies. Walk up on it with my testimony. I testify and I ain't never lonely. Where I'm going, I ain't never phony. I ain't never faking, I ain't never fraud. They think it's me, but I don't go to hard. They think it's me, but man, I know it's God. When they see a chance, never saw a man of Christ like in his eyesight. Let him swing for me, I ain't gotta fight. Got my weight up, I ain't gotta hide. Alligator, I ain't gotta fight. People in the line of Judah. You seeking the truth, hallelujah. Ducking them haters, Satan to do ya. Looks like a rumor, king of Zamunda. Sticking your mind like a tumor. Sticking your fine, I'm more than a rumor. God is the boss, I'm the junior.
No, 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 no rivals. No, 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 no rivals. I look over there and they homicidal. Got my brothers and they suicidal. A children to David and false idol. Was watching his beat, made it no rivals. No, 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 no rivals. No, 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 no rivals. Rocking with prisons and big revivals. With the Muslim kicking, getting knowledge. Got the law, man, prison guard, man. None of them looking no rivals.
Magic reppin' hard for my G.O.D. You can't stop us, boy, cause he leads the team. We ain't packing toys, that's we slaying demons with a shield and sword. Got him fleeing, screaming, I ain't talking noise. I'm a witness, you cannot resist his love. To the sinner, repentin', look up above. Better way to survive than just pop us up. I be killing, but now that's what you think. I be selling that he's selling what you think. I be spitting rips from crystal beats and mission in this life, man. Ain't nothing impossible, older than fossil bro. I'm the kid with the bone and a colossal bow. Holier than the rope of a fossil bow. Coast to coast, I be known as the given now. Do the most, I rock shows and do movies. I'm on my knees and I praise him. Oh my God, man, this feeling's amazing. Why? Cause I know that he saved me. I've been covered since I was a baby. With the faith of 100 saints. I ain't saintly, but I know my God ain't faint. I ain't hearing a word you say. You believe us that Jesus is dedicated. Yeah. Close like a pastor. Gotta show you some intentions and I am the master. The fastest. Think I might be getting fastest. Trans 16, I'ma spread it to the masses. It's a classic magic, they say. He can spit a sentence quicker than an AK. Break on this track like Beyonce, I slay. Don't mean to break, but I do this all day. Magic don't play.
Suicidal, a children to David and false idol. Was watching his beat, made it no rival. No, no, no,